Do you remember in 56, This Will Make You Laugh, with Tessie O'Shea, Nat Jackley and Arthur Woolsley?
Yeah, that was in Blackpool, the Hippodrome.
Can you remember what you did in that show? Because I can't find anything in any program to say what you were doing.
Yeah, so I know what I did.
Singing and dancing?
I remember I did the song, the one that Marilyn Monroe did, Diamonds Are Your Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I would, you know, go down, it was like, you know, a ramp into the audience, and I would go down and I'd take the jewelry off my hand that was, I just sort of tied it on with a piece of cotton, and I would just kind of snap it and throw, you know, the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, anybody who caught it. And I did sketches with Tessie O'Shea and Nat Jackley.
And the Nitwits, the TV Toppers, and Marianne Lincoln.
Oh, and then the best thing was with the, there was a group called the Nitwits.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a song called Temptation. Do you remember that old song?
Not quite my day. I'll see if I can find it. Did you do any other recordings?
Well, I'm not going to sing it for you.
I was actually going to ask, but I decided not to.
Uh-huh.
Did you do any other recordings apart
anyway,
from...
Anyway, well, this was the thing that we were going to do for the Royal Command performance, which would have been hilarious. Because it brought the house down every night. Because I was doing the song straight, and they had this, you know, crazy group of men behind me, all dressed up, you know, very weirdly. And I know there was like one guy, and he had this sort of broken leg. And I know that. I fell over the leg as I was, you know, going off stage, you know, on purpose as part of the act. And then I turned around and I kicked it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very funny scare, you know, bit. And that was what was going to be in the world. And I think it would have brought the place down because... It did every night at the Hippodrome, and so I remember everything I did. I don't really remember the sketches too well, except that, you know, appearing with Nat Jackley and Tessie O'Shea, and then doing, you know, and I remember the dresses I wore and all that. Stuff.
And you spent a lot of money on those, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that June Wilkinson claimed that she had to let your dress out so she could fit in it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you know, if it makes her happy to think that. I guess, it's in her mind, it's not true, but...
Mm. In May 1956... probably the highlight of your career, you presented the 20th Gold Collar Classic final trophy at Catford at the Greyhound races.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do?
Yes.
Were you much into sport?
No, only swimming. Oh, yeah, as a child I was into long jumping and high jump and... As of course swimming, but I did do those other couple of things too.
It must have been hard when the polio hit and the rheumatic fever and everything.
I think that was before. Oh no, let me see. I have to think about that one. Trying to put bad things out of my mind.
The 1956 Royal Command Variety performance was cancelled because of the Suez Canal crisis.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Mm. And we have a picture of you looking very sadly at the dress you were going to wear.
Yes.
Sugar pink lamé with shaded pink net.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit sad, I suppose.
Yes, and that's when I was saying that, that we were going to do the sketch from the Hippodrome show at the Palladium in London for the Royal Variety Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of sad because it was, as I said, it went over very big at the Hippodrome. It brought the house down every night, so nobody would be expecting me to do much. And this was, the fact that I was singing a straight song, Temptation is a very, it's not a, it's a, a, oh, I'm going to just tell you, you came, I was alone, I should have known you were temptation. I'm not singing it.
No, of course not.
Those are the words.
But thank you anyway.
But that's, with the, like more straight singing. And there we are.
In 1957, you were in America and you appeared on the Steve Allen show.
Yes.
And we've got video of that with you and Tom Poston.
A little bit. There was, I appeared, Steve Allen had those, they were called the Three Men in the Street. And John Knott. Bill Nye's, I think, and another guy. And I did the sketch a little bit, with each one. And I don't know why, it's just only that one little bit.
From what I can find out, you were on twice in 1957 and the next series, 1958.
No, I just was there once.
Just once. Somebody thinks you're in Series 3, Episode 24.
Why?
I don't have any video of that one, though.
Where? Because it didn't exist.
Well, somebody said that, but they're obviously wrong. In 1957, your hit single, Persuade Me, and A Man and Not a Mouse, was released.
I was trying to cancel it, and they took me to a Harley Street specialist to drain my nose. Because I had the worst cold imaginable, and I could hardly talk, let alone sing. And so I don't know if he's added anything or what to the singing, but I couldn't cancel because they had the an orchestra for the occasion. They'd and you just can't tell them not to show up. But when, Norman Newell, who lived in the same apartment building that I had an apartment in, and he came down from his place, and he said, oh, my God, and he quickly called around and made some appointments, called his friends and made an appointment for me to see this Harley Street specialist who drained my nose, so to open it up so I could get some voice.
You did well, though.
Well.
You sounded good.
Really?
Very tuneful.
Stephen likes it, and somebody else, and, But I never did like my, I never listened to the time, I did it until when you sent it to me. I never had heard it all those years.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Early in 1957 was the first mention of Steve Cochran that I can find, and there was an article in the Singapore Free Press, would you believe?
No.
Saying, together again, Sabrina and Hollywood film star Steve Cochran They're sticking to what they said a few days ago. No romance, but they're oh so happy as they meet at Munich Airport after Sabrina had flown out to Germany to join him.
Yeah.
Sabrina is having a skiing holiday at something something. That's all the article I could find.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you about what you remember of Steve when you.
And we worked together for about four years or so.
Was that a happy time?
Yes. I wouldn't be with somebody for 4 or 5 years, whatever it was. Because whenever he came to London, we always went out. And, he wanted to marry me, but I just wasn't into that time to getting married. You always think you have his dream, don't you?
And you ended up with Mr. Melsheimer.
Oh, God.
You opened in Pleasures of Paris at the Prince of Wales Theatre in April 57 with George and Bert Bernard, Dickie Henderson, the Three Monarchs. Again, we don't have a lot of information about what you did in that show, so I'm just wondering if you can tell me what sort of things you got up to.
Just about everything. I made about 14 appearances in the show, so I can't remember everything.
So comedy and dancing and singing and that sort of thing?
Yes.
It would have been nice if they'd videotaped it in those days, but they didn't think of doing that.